Vika Andreeva was a confluence of minuscule bubbles, streaming through the wintry dusk. For a few moments, she gave herself up to the thrill of the magic, to the escape of evanescing.
I am the sky. I am the wind. I am freedom unleashed.
As soon as Vika rematerialized on the Kazakh steppe, though, solid reality replaced the joy of being everything, yet nearly nothing. She was here to work, to carry out an official assignment as Imperial Enchanter. She sighed. Only half an hour earlier, she had appeared at the royal stables, where Grand Princess Yuliana Romanova had been grooming her horse, or rather, a stable boy was grooming her horse, brushing its chestnut mane, while Yuliana pointed out every tiny knot. The boy didn't see Vika appear in the corner of the farthest stall, but Yuliana's sharp eye missed nothing.
Leave me,
the Grand Princess said, shooing the stable boy away. He jumped and skittered off, well trained not to linger against Yuliana's wishes. When he was gone, she turned to Vika and said,
Baroness Andreeva, it would be preferable if you entered the room, or the stable, the proper way, by being admitted and announced by the guards, like everyone else.
Vika cast Yuliana a sideways glance.
My apologies, Your Imperial Highness. It's just that, you see, I'm not like everyone else.
She crossed her arms. Yuliana huffed.
I'm here because your messenger said you wish to see me.
Vika curtsied with more than a touch of sarcasm. Hay clung to the hem of her dress as she rose. She noticed, but left it there. Vika had grown up in a forest. It seemed strange, almost, not to have bits of mud and leaves clinging to her. Yuliana arched a brow at the hay.
I need you to do something.
No, how are you? Or,
thank you for coming.
Not that Vika was surprised.
What is it? Manners, s'il vous plaît,
Yuliana said. Vika dipped her head and allowed it to bob down heavily.
Of course, Your Imperial Highness. I am at your service.
Yuliana rolled her eyes.
My brother and I need you to go to the Kazakh steppe.
Pardon? Vika jerked her head upright.
Are you deaf now, too, along with being impertinent? I said, we need you to go to the Kazakh steppe. The last time Pasha was there, talk of another rebellion was underway. We need to find out if their plans have developed any further, but our traditional means of gathering intelligence via scouts is slow. However, you could evanesce to the steppe and come back all in the same day. We've never had information so fresh.
But Vika was hardly listening. She couldn't go. That was where Nikolai, Russia's only other enchanter, was from. And now he was gone because he'd lost the crown's game.
How could I possibly walk through the steppe, as if it were just another place?
Vika's heart stomped to the beat of a mazurka, painfully aware of the wrongness of each solitary move without Nikolai as her partner. She shook her head.
I don't want to go. You can't send me there.
Yuliana had marched up to Vika, kicking hay in every direction.
I can and I will. You're the Imperial Enchanter. Do your job.
Which was how Vika found herself on the steppe now. She gave herself another moment, not only to recover from evanescing, it always took a few seconds to get reoriented, but also to brace herself for facing this place that reminded her too much of what, whom, she'd lost only 2 weeks ago.